Well, we had three fundraisers, one at Delray Beach and one at Palm Bay.
God Almighty.
That is a money committee.
Or committee. We've got a little something.
I got the John go to a fundraiser.
Yeah.
He marched there, he's on a vacation.
That was it.
Where did they come from?
Palm Bay Club.
Oil on plant.
But they didn't have $25,000 to the state. That site selection. Hey there. Chicago last night.
Listen to that.
San Francisco, Houston. San Diego, we go. No, they can get that money out of the city hopes to meet it.
Yeah, San Francisco is.
San Francisco.
We could go there.
I think Houston, that problem. Southern Oklahoma, Dallas is driving the Alice. Would have got me happy though, maybe a great thing to do a class night.
It's lousy for television, you fill it up, see, nobody knows it. Can't get the picture. You get the noise, that's right, don't get any noise in the ass, you know.
Philadelphia.
That wants to go there.
They're close.
They don't want to go.
Well, I don't think, who doesn't mean, hopefully sort of phrase up my hat, make it happen.
I sure can see that as a problem.
Yeah, they might just deliberately try to make it hard with that because they're.
But yeah, I think real heavyweight, Lynn Flintstone is there.
Yeah, I think the, they've all got to play that game, but.
Right, no reason we got to play our own.
Oh, no, Mr. Cole's under the door.
Could a place like Kansas City, Missouri?
They have got hotels.
Well, money, of course, is different. I'll give you everything, they're pros.
They want to.
$800,000, all of them, anything they want. Lots of good applications for you. You got to make it because.
We'll get together in July.
Whatever.
I think you're right.
We're just going to.
Get them all a nice little hearing. The kind of convention, I think, is very important for us to not do it conventionally. Horrible to rank. This is the television convention. Really, since we're coming second, we will rarely really learn a lot from that space.
We want to go as late as, as we can. The only problem that late August here, last week, we were late, correctly.
Correctly, not later.
That's what I had. I think Joe was checking to see if there's some election law in some states.
Right, Labor Day. Labor Day.
And then go right into the campaign.
Well, maybe not. We're not sure that you want to campaign that long.
You don't go campaign, but the campaign goes.
Campaign, sorry. Right after Labor Day. You can say go time, you know. Just between Labor Day.
People are ready to get back to work.
Between Labor Day and when school starts. And also your television audience.
TV audience is about twice as big as it is in August.
TV audience is horrible.
A lot of people, summertime, they don't want it.
Summer.
The whole year, the audience would go down.
They go have it, have it big in summertime. This should be TV. That's just, I keep that strictly under your hat. That'll knock out some of your cities. Right after Labor Day, we are real. No, if you don't have a, well,
we're trying to get started with all these Vietnam resolutions, putting auto cooking, putting that in the chip. So I talked to Henry Kissinger, and kind of follow this, an expert in the use of resolution, just sort of supporting the broad objectives, and just start talking about positively. Very good, and necessary to get out some solutionary trade insurance. You gotta take the advantage. So one thing that people come to you after meeting and say, oh, that's fine, your answer is going to cut, and Bob's got the answer, and it's fine. That sounds good. I simply do it in terms of whatever you need to have a reasonable support. You just need to send this number. I'm not having a conversation. I have to share that. A way to do it, to avoid if you see if you have a timber illusion, and if you're in those before equations, and if they're telling them. Another way to do it would be what I suggest on a letter. Submit a letter that's fake. A lot of people sign it. See, that way you avoid the other vote. You don't want to vote, actually. You don't mind the vote. It shows how they want to have hearing. We can say this out of the substitute on the floor.
That's right. If you buy it, that's cool.
Yeah. If, for example, they come up and say, what's Marlowe was his needing withdrawal or an hour of dedicated to him?
He had one that wasn't too bad.
We talked about 9 months
after the prisoners. He asked how long, he asked Larry, logistically, how long it would take. If you decided today to get out, how long would it take to get all your troops out? Larry said 6 months or 9 months or something. So he said, okay, let's have a resolution that we will withdraw all U.S. forces within a 9 month date, within 9 months after the date that all U.S. prisoners are released. It's a pretty safe resolution. We're going to release the prisoners. So,
that real touchy in the city because people really thought it was crazy.
But you still have 9 months after they release the prisoners.
I know. That's the break point, you see, is very, very tiny.
Yeah.
Very tiny. That's all there is. We don't really put a pilot to the market once we're going down. And obviously, you just get delay. And hell, they have the resolution through.
But you're moving our way now.
Yeah.
poll that ORC did, Bob, that released this weekend, to get out ahead of the government. But there's a figure in it that I didn't have to tell you that's really pretty interesting, which is that in asking if they, you know, says the proposal's been made to Congress to require the U.S. government to bring all U.S. troops before the end of this year. If you favor the withdrawal of all U.S. troops by the end of 1971, even if the men of communist takeover of South Vietnam, 57% no, 27% yes, 16% no opinion.
There's the issue. Not that he, but a communist takeover of South Vietnam.
Opposed.
And incidentally, the point is, you've got to put that on the back of the Democrats. They got us. I think another thing, you can be a lot, you can be very hard. You can say, look here, look who's talking. They got us into this war, and Nixon's getting us out. They got us into the Korean War, and Eisenhower got us out. They got us into this war, and the Democrats, you can play a part with them.
We're using your quote, you're going to be accountable to people.
That's right.
You know what, you're going to close those who got us into the war. This must be on your
very good.
The other one on the same thing was, would you favor the withdrawal of U.S. troops by the end of 71, even if the threat to the lives or safety of U.S. POW is held in North Vietnam? 71% no, and 12% yes. So it's you know, 6-1 opposed.
But I know while in the office, I really put it right to you, well, now why not just make a straight deal or get out right away if the prisoners can return to prison? The point is, then you run the danger of getting out maybe 3 months too soon. I don't think that they'll do it anyway. I mean, I don't think there's very little possibility that they'll make that deal. Very little people will settle. I'm not ready to have that. We're going to start putting in the record every week. We'll have to go up and talk to them. August 1954.
Being escalated.
Right.
Out of there.
That's
everything.
And incidentally, I think it's time to that you later books or maybe watch too. We've been out of these games a week. We don't have an attack. I mean, let me say this about some of our people. I don't want it to be Dave Johnson. Dan Johnson. Kennedy was there when Vietnam was murdered. Kennedy was there when Laos was partitioned. Kennedy sent the first 16,000 combat they can't lay this on the Johnson. We didn't send anybody there. And I think it's a hell of a strong pitch. I see you're coming to sue ABC. And when Marvin said ABC, he's going to sue one a day. When NBC.
One a day.
NBC ran a time too. Now they wrote a nasty letter. Goodman did tag Cliff Hansen. He's going to come show the rest of the year showing movies. So he's taking a check this year. Who did write the letter to Bush? Every senator. Yeah, all across. Well, they, this is the right they have in the First Amendment. We shouldn't be thinking
in a proper right.
Well, what if it did? But did they actually put just a straight out
complete contract?
Right, we saw the whole thing.
The whole thing.
I don't know they crying about that.
They edited it.
What kind of a picture do you call when they put the two together? Composite. It wasn't any composite. All the night in newscast, I watched part of it. Went on for 6 hours.
This morning,
I was all gross. Back, we came back to the bridge. They should be held. They're going to have a deal on Sunday on the 7th. The Pentagon, we don't think they mistook that as a party position. You know, so the CBS is trying to get them handled with Fulbright.
No.
General Marshall. Happy James on or something like that.
Yeah, great.
That is damn good, but Chappie Jarrett on that. That's what obviously
the seller thing is coming on.
That's
damn good. Right. Put a flying general on there, doesn't
right.
It? Kick in.
But I think what you find here now is there's
after a while, they thought it was a big one.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's in the east of it.
Does that go out, well, that top one, they got that around through, rather broadly through.
Well, how could we get it? Well, ORC's gonna put out a release, as I understand it, tomorrow, and then as soon as they put out a release, we can get copies of everything, state of.
Yeah.
And I'll make a statement, get a statement.
The main point.
Get all the congressmen, the public sentiment, you see, and
congressmen, senators, cities, I'm very good at that, correct, and everybody, for this.
Not them, well, we are going to.
And they know that they are not gonna cooperate with the city.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're asking the war, we got some.
I don't quite need to work out from my experience.
As an applicant, if they ever ask, one thing I think we should say, they probably do get, I mean, they say, well, what about the election and all that sort of thing? I know everybody thinks that we're doing in terms of the election, we can say, we're gonna end this war as quickly as we can, and have no relationship to the election. What really matters is then, in the way of South Vietnam, the full conflict, we'll see if we can overrun the conflict, and we can get out there and back, and we all Americans, we are total American withdrawal. We want all of our prisoners returned, and we want that withdrawal accomplished just as soon as South Vietnam can avoid going into independence, absolutely not out there. And not one American boy will be there one day longer than I find it necessary to accomplish all of that.
And I think the real crux is to get down to zero casualties and numbers in Vietnam, or
zero casualties,
or near zero, and get down to no killed or wounded in a week. We've been in Korea about 20 years and still 30,000.
And nobody else has left them. We still have casualties in Korea.
Yeah, let me say that in the summer, there will be good enough. You know that. And we can't say what they are, and I don't want you to know what they are. It's best that you not know. But believe me, these guys. You got to write where you want to come. You got Muskie out there, you got Humphrey out there, you got Kay out there. And you got all that school. But you are Republicans who get out there. You man fools you. You man fools because we have to take all on. See, we got to be nonpartisan, taking on our critics, once we end this. At the end, we've got to blame every son of a bitch to vote. You understand that? Including Republicans. And if Republicans oppose us, your colleague, it's going to work out all right. And
the deadline.
Everybody wants a deadline.
We can't even set
that the right thing.
We can't even hear this out of a fixed time. They want you to have a war on this day. We might drive all right here trying to adjourn the Senate.
Could be instead of adjourn.
We could have
some of
the
day.
Let's get one deadline they want. Yeah. And our use of the Senate, I think we can re-adjourn the Senate to the next president who can make the Senate time. What could the case be?
I just
wanted to report that we're having some success with the conservatives. I think we've had a lot of we've given tough speeches, not trying to insult the Democrats personally. And he gets a response, and you know, he take off the list of those who voted for the Declaration of War, and now turns on the other way. Because people forget, particularly the young voter, my daughter doesn't remember, she's 16, she's there, there's a candy sent for first time back there. So we've been out and asked all these questions about so people forget.
That's good.
And take them off as you did as well.
And we've got them off, and we're bringing them out.
Who the hell's bringing them out?
Who's cut the casualty down? 300 a week?
This week it's 41.
Half of us around. It's coming down again. It'll come down, the casualties this summer will.
But it doesn't matter if the bodies, is it such thing as we might be pushing too hard this area, or should we be pushing
for the
company? Well, that must be Humphrey and
we're old. We'll keep them right on.
It's too early to do that.
But not in a fun respect.
Well, I mean, almost every speech you get is a pretty tough. Speech, you know, at the end of the Vietnam War, which I think is about where this plane is going now. You can take them off.
Well, I would, even if I would speak positively if I started what the president was doing to bring this war to an end. We reduced the casualties that we're bringing. And we're implementing a plan that is ending American involvement and at the same time is going to
If you ask a person in poll, do you favor the communist takeover of South Vietnam?
They'll say no. But we make a mistake. We keep fighting on their ground. They keep putting it, we're talking about defeat in Vietnam. That's not, the point is not defeat in Vietnam. The point is a communist takeover, which is a totally different thing. Right.
Just say you.
We're not trying to get big.
Just say, well, we're not telling. We're trying to question. It will be in the end, years ahead.
But it's the terminology.
The main thing is if you can constantly hammer home on the idea that these people, that the president is ending this war in a way that will avoid the communist takeover. These are critics. They would end the war. But then they would take the responsibility of a communist takeover. I don't throw that word in. Communist takeover, and that will get them out of the law. They don't want this full business. The person's got to be printed.
I don't think we can. I don't think they'll put it out. Series of questions.
Yeah, but the main thing is to bring that better for our own information.
It's better for us to know.
It's a damn good thing for us.
You know, get a copy of it.
You can
affect me to
bring
myself.
Bring yourself. Bring yourself. But you see the reason that if you put it out, then these bastards will climb off of that. They'll climb right away. If they know, all I want is that one. But Gallup has never pulled that. Gallup has never pulled that. Harrison never pulled that.
See, they always pull just the simple question, do you favor a pull out of Vietnam?
That's right. Anybody.
You put it under any conditions, Bob, if you don't...
I know that. You said you favor the pullout of Vietnam, I'd say yes. But if you said you favor the pullout of Vietnam at the risk of our prisoners, I'd say no. If you don't favor the pullout of Vietnam, it will result in a communist takeover, I'd say no. See, so would you. That is the key point. Communist takeover. You read that communist takeover thing again. That's a very important...
57-20...
came up. That's surprising. And yet, it's a surprise that the sadness.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn good idea.
The POW being strong there.
Oh, the POW?
That's super strong, of course.
That's right. A doctor, any cosmetic thing coming along that is probably wise again.
57-27.
Well, I don't know. Cosmetic thing. Some move. I know that it is.
I'm going to go to a rally, a FIBA rally out in Los Angeles.
Well, what is it? When are you going to go?
And it's going to be May 3rd. And what is the day?
14.
We've got to do that. I don't know. Let's look for something we can do. We've got the Hughes, Colson, Ali Box, the Jackie James, of course, is very good. Lynn Ossiter had.
It's something like some giving type thing.
Again, all right. Anything like that, give us again.
Give us let's look at these. Maybe
there's some answer. You might send it to me. That is a big phone call.
Yeah, right. Anything. But I don't know if we're still pushing.
Incidentally, at the present time, as you know, China and Georgia.
We think they're soft on the war, so we can go out and cop them up.
I think our
Protestant, and now they're calling for an American. They're trying to, they need to have a perfect family, one commander in chief in war. And we were out, we supported, you know, we had five seconds. We didn't like Wade Johnson, that's going out there, and they were, you know, we were out running around, cutting on other stuff, and we supported the army. They got one commander in chief. And I told these Democratic leaders, and I said, no, I'm the chief. I will take responsibility. And the war, getting prisoners. And boy, I'm going to say, but if you take responsibility away from my resolution or otherwise, then you have to take blame to get the first time. Now that puts it in the 6 points out right now. Okay, well, so you see, I think that is pretty goddamn cold turkey, but it ought to be said. They take the blame. They take responsibility. So they take the blame. They take the responsibility. And put it this way. Line, however, he used this on Stevens, remember 1952, when he laid up on the master margin, Stevens was out there, and he said, well, there is a master margin, but I included up out of my mind. I gave Stevens a speech, and I came out and said, I trust those who made the mess to clean up the mess. Now, and I need you to say, how can we trust those who got us into war to get us out of war? That's what we looked at. We didn't get us in. We're actually getting out. We're getting out of war, and we're getting out of war in a way that we consider to be at peace. And we've got to find. We cannot trust those who got us into war to get us out of war. We're all in on that. It's tough, but it's true. Well, it's tough, but it's true. We say it.
That's the underlying frustration of the farmer
irritates me, frustrates me, seven, 8 years.
Well, there's no use talking about the other stuff. It's
talk about issue number one. It is the war. And hit it hard.
The greatest thing that people in this administration has started in the war.
But I would then go on and take them on the mountaintop and look at the president's story with regard to China.
He's looking way ahead. He's taking the last jump that I use on television. He's saying he's a bad boy, and he doesn't want him to be fighting the war with China. That's why he's open to communication with China. That's why the president's having communication with the Soviet Union. He's building real peace. A peaceful generation is very important.
Say, we are going to end this war. What is most important?
We've got a president that's thinking long, way ahead, about the young people. Talks about those kids and how we feel about those kids. That's a very important thing.
Maybe you did that by design of GOP, of course, Generation Peace.
Very good.
Very good. And you can hit that Generation Peace, and also the Generation Peace has the prosperity of peace. The Democrats have never had prosperity in the last 20 years without war.
Look at the decade of the 60s.
Unemployment over 5, average over 5.5%, except in the war years. Goddamn it, what they know about their interior, what they've done on prosperity. You can say, we're going to have prosperity without war.
Are you going to have prosperity without war? What should we do all the time?
If people ask, I just think that prosperity issue that way, because we're now winding down the war.
Yeah, we have unemployment now because we're getting people out of the war.
Now, too big amount of the armed services costs us a little for a while, but it's worth it.
If we save the SSD instead of going to keep prototypes and build the money,
have that I would love to say it anyway if we tried.
I suggest that last week, when you were always talking about three prototypes, we can build one for the termination clause.
We call it a crisis, what are we doing?
Well, at least I look at it. Oh, well, what do we need to do?
I'm all for it. I thought that they were exploring about everything there because I feel very strong.
That's
a great error. Understand? Part of the fact of the truth. I just think it's a great error for this country.
The bug out. Of the airplane business.
We will be
president Kennedy's letter, which is in the record, 1963, outlining all the reasons to need the SSD.
Yeah.
I say, this occurred, maybe we just build one.
I don't think all of them do the coordinators.
Maybe we'll get something.
Well, I tell you, you're doing a fine job. Your lower work is always know that every time they attack you, you're doing right.
Well, I think you draw a little blood and kick them in the balls.
Because you got any, and you're developing a little team of guys up there to fight with.
You still need speech, I hope.
You can
go. Bill Brock's going to be a good team.
Yeah. Brock, of course.
Cliff Hansen's
good. Cliff Hansen's great.
Cold water.
And Buckley. Buckley will be a good team.
Stick it on the floor.
You are in the war.
I don't think he would.
What about any others? Yeah, we got to save something about walk over.